Hey team, welcome back to the Six Figure Sports Business Podcast. I'm Dave, and today we're going to tackle a topic that's a bit taboo in our field, and that is making money as a sports coach. There's this strange, crazy notion that financial gain in the world of sports coaching is somehow wrong or takes away the purity of our passion, but I'm here to flip that script on its head. So let's dive into why making money isn't just okay, it's essential for fostering growth and loads of opportunities. Let's jump in. First off, let's address the elephant in the room, and that is the fact that many coaches feel guilty about pursuing or accepting money for their passion. There's this idea, there's this belief that passion alone should be that sole driving force for why you're doing what you're doing. And of course, passion is absolutely critical, it's vital. However, passion alone doesn't pay the bills. Passion alone doesn't upgrade your equipment or allow you to expand your offerings. The truth is that financial stability will give you the freedom to focus more on what you love and offer more and more opportunities, not just for yourself, but also for your athletes. And think about it, when you're not stressed about making ends meet, when you're not stressed about where that next payment's going to come from, you can definitely bring a better version of yourself to your athletes, meaning they get a coach that is mentally in a great place who will offer them more than someone who's maybe distracted. And even more than that, you can now offer and afford to invest even more in their development, maybe through new, more modern equipment, better, more improved facilities. You may even have a little extra cash to bring in extra coaches. So by you charging what you're worth and taking money for your passion, it allows you to actually give back even more. Now let's talk a little bit more about opportunity. So money in the hands of a passionate, dedicated coach is money that will flow back into the sport and back into the athletes, as we've mentioned. So it's not just about personal gain. It's about lifting up our entire community at the club. And with more resources, we can offer more, again, opportunities through workshops. We can have beginner workshops, bringing in people that may be interested in the sport but haven't had the opportunity yet. We can maybe do some funded classes where youths or underprivileged youths get the opportunity to get involved in the sport. This means that kids that potentially may have gone unnoticed or potentially may have never got the opportunity, or kids that needed the sport and didn't even realise, will get the opportunity now to participate in the sport. And that has come from just charging what we're worth and by making money through our sport. And let's not forget, with financial growth, we can expand our reach. We can take the sport into new communities. Maybe we can open a second club somewhere that really needs another club. We could potentially start a league, start a tournament, get even more people involved in the sport. Financial success is a catalyst for spreading our passion and for spreading our sport far and wide. So here's something that I really firmly believe in, and that's creating wealth in sports coaching initiates a cycle. So when a sports business makes more money, they can employ more staff, which helps for job creation. But because they have more money, they can actually invest in higher training for their coaches and for their staff, which in turn improves the quality of the coaching that they're providing for their athletes. And high quality coaching produces superior athletes. And superior athletes will go on to draw attention to the sport through the success that they have. And also, potentially, it could increase sponsorship and funding opportunities for the sports business, which then goes back into the athletes, improves the facilities, improves the club, improves the coaching, improves the athletes, and there's your cycle. And moreover, successful coaches can mentor the next generation of coaches, not just in the techniques of coaching, but in how to navigate the sports industry as a sustainable career going forwards. And this ensures that the passion for the game that we have and the profession of sports coaching just continues to grow, get better, to grow and get better. And now we have a future where sports coaching can thrive. All coaches out there that are feeling conflicted about the financial aspects of your career, remember this. Your success is not a departure from your passion. It's an extension of it. So embracing the business side of your sport, it doesn't mean selling out. It means you're investing in the future of the game. You're investing in your athletes and you're investing in yourself. So let's redefine what it means to be a successful coach in the sports industry. It's not just about the wins and losses, which we know. It's about creating opportunities. It's about inspiring the next generation of athlete and coach. And yes, it's about making money along the way, because at the end of the day, financial success and sports passion can and should go hand in hand. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning into the Six Figure Sports Business Podcast. I'm Dave, reminding you that the game isn't just played on the field, it's also played in the decisions we make off of it. I'll catch you next time.